Hello, and welcome to episode 21 of Burns Banter, the podcast that takes a fresh look at the life and works of Robert Burns, hosted by myself, Alistair Turnbull. In this episode, I'm going to look at a poem called The Rights of Women. This was a poem written in 1792 by Robert, and it was for a very specific purpose. So we're going to look at why he wrote the poem, and then I'll read the poem to you. I'm not going to read a modern translation because it is in quite modern English and you should be able to understand it. But then we'll finish off by telling you a bit more facts and about the poem and the people involved in it. So let's dive right in and look at the poem. Okay, the year is 1792. Robert is living in Dumfries and working as an excise officer. He likes to go to the theatre, and one time he went to the theatre, he met an actress called Louisa Fontanelli. Louisa Fontanelli was a very young, very beautiful, very talented actress. She'd started off acting in London in Covent Garden in 1788, I think it was. She'd acted there for a couple of years. She'd been up in companies in Edinburgh and put on, you know, she'd taken parts in plays in Edinburgh. She'd performed in Glasgow, and she was now in Dumfries. And Robert wrote this poem, The Rights of Women, for a very specific purpose, because Louisa Fontanelli was having a benefit evening on the 26th of November 1792. And he basically wanted her to read this out at her benefit night, which I believe she did. So let's go ahead and read the poem. The Rights of Women, written by Robert Burns in 1792. While Europe's eye is fixed on mighty things, the fate of empires and the fall of kings, while quacks of state must each produce his plan, and even children lisp the rights of man. Amid this mighty fuss, just let me mention, the rights of women merit some attention. First, in the sexes' intermixed connection, one sacred right of woman is protection. The tender flower that lifts its head elate, helpless must fall before the blasts of fate. Sunk on the earth, defaced its lovely form, unless your shelter ward the impending storm. Our second right, but needless here, is caution. To keep the right inviolates the fashion. Each man of sense has it so full before him, he'd die before he'd wrong it. It is decorum. There was indeed, in far less polished days, a time when rough, rude man had naughty ways, would swagger, sweat, get drunk, kick up a riot, nay, even invade a lady's quiet. Now thank our stars, these Gothic times are fled. Now well-bred men, and you are well-bred, most justly think, and we are the gainers, such conduct neither spirit, wit, or manners. For right, the third, our last, our best, our dearest, that right to fluttering female hearts the nearest, which even the rights of kings in low prostration most humbly own, 'tis dear, dear admiration. In that blessed sphere alone we live and move, there taste that life of life, immortal love. Smiles, glances, sighs, tears, fits, flirtations, airs. Gainst such a host, what flinty savage dares? When awful beauty joins in all her charms, who is so rash to rise in rebel arms? But truce with kings, and truce with constitutions, with bloody armaments and revolutions. Let Majesty your first attention summon, Caïra, the Majesty of Woman. Now, there are a few words in there that might need a bit more explanation. For example, in the second verse, the tender flower that lifts its head elate. Elate just means proudly, so the tender flower that lifts its head proudly is what it should say there. And one of the following verses, now thank our stars, these Gothic times are fled. The word Gothic really means barbaric, so it's thank our stars, these barbaric times are fled. Towards the end, it says, "Gainst such a host, what flinty savage dares." Flinty just means cruel, really. So, "Against such a host, what against such a host, what cruel savage dares," is what it's talking about there. And most importantly, on the last verse, on the last line, Caïra. Caïra is actually French for "it will be." But Caïra was a song sung by revolutionaries during the French Revolution. So Burns is really aligning himself with the French Revolution. He did that a couple of times, actually. He's working as an excise man. He's working for the government. To show his allegiance with the French Revolution gets him in trouble. It's got him into trouble before, it gets him into trouble again. So he really shouldn't have put that in there, but he did. But that's what it means. Caïra is "it will be," and it's a song from the French Revolution. The actual, and the first verse as well, it mentions, let me have a look at it here. It says, "and even children lisp the rights of man." The Rights of Man was a book by a guy called Thomas Paine, and it was all about the rights of man. It was also to do with the French Revolution a bit as well, but it was a very popular book back then. The subject of women's rights was not even thought of. Women didn't have many rights back then. The fact that Robert's written a poem called The Rights of Woman is quite an aggressive stance in that. He's been a bit rebellious there. He's standing up for the rights of women, which was not a popular thing to do back in the day. But he did love women, so there you go. Louisa Fontanelli, I'll tell you a bit more about her, actually. She actually married a guy who was the manager of the Dumfries Theatre. Burns knew him, and they emigrated together to America, and they played in theatres in Boston, and they played in theatres in New York, and they went to Charleston, and unfortunately, Louisa caught yellow fever when she was in Charleston, and she died. She died in 1799, and she was only 26 years of age. So a young life cut short by yellow fever. And this poem, as I said, was written specifically for the benefit night in 1792 that she was holding in Dumfries. Anyway, I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I hope you know a bit more about the poem now, the reason why it was written, the people involved, what happened to them. But most of all, I hope to see you next week on Burns Banter. But until then, slán gabhar.